This is really World War III, and we have to be using World War II templates to understand it. Though it is very uncomfortable, we have to admit. But this is not a metaphor. This is a political recipe, the World War II metaphors. So in order to end this war, the problem of Russia in the world has to be solved. The global world has a big problem, and it is called Russia. Russia was a nuclear weapon. It's like the same thing as Hitler in the 1940s was the only difference if Hitler had a nuclear weapon. So this is Russia these days. So unless this fundamental problem is solved, there is no global security, even if Russia withdraws from Ukraine. So a solution should be of the same magnitude. That's actually what I write in the book, which Connor mentioned, called "The War Made in Russia." That's the conclusion to this book, finish the job of 1945. You know, the problem is that in 1945, the global world, the democratic world, was facing two brutal dictatorships. One, Hitler's Nazism, another, Stalin's Bolshevism. The problem is only one of the two was defeated in 1945. The second one prevailed, survived, and resurrected in a new form under Putin. So what has to be done is the world has to deal with that second dictatorship, with that second system, with that second corrupt system. And it's the same frames, the same models which were used for Germany. You remember the Nuremberg solution for Germany. There was denazification, demilitarization, democratization, 5 Ds. So Russia needs, I think, at least 7 Ds. First, it's, of course, deputinization. Well, most likely he will die his death, but, you know, of course the desired scenario is a trial of Putin and his associates in The Hague. Well, it has to be decided. Could be in Russia, could be in Ukraine, could be in The Hague. That's, a legal decision. Second, demilitarization of Russia. Russian army has to be destroyed and dismembered so that it's no longer a threat to neighbors. Third, a full denuclearization of Russia. The world has to take nuclear weapons away from Russia. Because unless Russia has a nuclear weapon, there's no global security. Fourthly, this is de-imperialization. Russia has to give up, and it has to be written down in its constitution of whatever left of this country, that it has no imperial ambition of the country, which it proprietarily calls the post-Soviet sphere. Decolonization of Russia, which hasn't occurred. Russia is the last global empire which hasn't been decolonized. It hasn't gone through the process of decolonization, so the Russian space has to be liberated from the dictate of Moscow. Demoscovization of Russia. The root of evil is in Moscow. Russia is still reliving the Muscovite period of its statehood. Moscow, Muscovy as the heir to the Golden Horde. So I think in the future Russia capital has to be moved away from Moscow and from the Kremlin and located somewhere else, in order for this country to not to get back to its own past. And finally, democratization. Now, I know this is a big program, and from today, from August 2023, it sounds like absurd. I don't know who is up to this task. What is this? Bombing Russia, occupying Russia, splitting Russia, having occupation, I don't know. But the thing is, we are in such a dire situation these days that we have to think the unthinkable, because the unthinkable has already happened, Russia's war on Ukraine. And there are people dying there daily on an hourly basis as we're sitting and talking here. There are new Russian missiles every night. There are Russian missiles flying towards Ukrainian cities and somebody else, well, I hope not, but you know, somebody else, as every night happens, will be killed somewhere in Ukrainian cities. So the unthinkable is happening, and therefore we have to be thinking the unthinkable and really using the 1945, the 1940s metaphors in order to understand this war and in order to solve this war and to find its end state.